Chapter 42. Other Structures. Then he led me north to the outer court, bringing me to some chambers on the north that lay across the free area, and which were also across from the building. Their length was 100 cubits on the north side, and they were 50 cubits wide. Across the 20 cubits of the inner court and the pavement of the outer court, there were 3 parallel rows of them on different levels. In front of the chambers, to the inside, was a walk 10 cubits broad and a wall of 1 cubit. But the entrances of the chambers were on the north. The outermost chambers were the lowest, for the system of levels set them at a level lower than the closest chambers and those in between. For they were in 3 rows, and had no foundations to conform with the foundations of the courts. Therefore, they were on a lower terrace of the ground than the closest and the middle chambers. On the far side, there was a wall running parallel to the chambers along the outer court. Its length before these chambers was 50 cubits, for the length of the chambers belonging to the outer court was 50 cubits, but along its entire length the wall measured 100 cubits. Below these chambers there was the way in from the east, so that one could enter from the outer court where the wall of the court began. To the south, along the side of the free area and the building, there were also chambers, before which was a passage. These looked like the chambers to the north, just as long and just as wide, with the same exits and plan and entrances. Below the chambers to the south, there was an entrance at the beginning of the way which led to the back wall, by which one could enter from the east. He said to me, "The north and south chambers which border on the free area are the sanctuary chambers. Here the priests who draw near to the Lord shall eat the most sacred meals, and here they shall keep the most sacred offerings, cereal offerings, sin offerings, and guilt offerings, for it is a holy place. When the priests have once entered, they shall not leave the holy place for the outer court until they have left here the clothing in which they ministered, for it is holy. They shall put on other garments and then approach the place destined for the people." Measuring the outer court. When he had finished measuring the inner temple area, he brought me out by way of the gate which faces east, and measured all the limits of the court. He measured the east side, 500 cubits by his measuring rod. Then he turned and measured the north side, 500 cubits by the measuring rod. He turned to the south and measured 500 cubits by the measuring rod. Then he turned to the west and measured 500 cubits by the measuring rod. Thus he measured it in the 4 directions, 500 cubits long and 500 cubits wide. It was surrounded by a wall to separate the sacred from the profane.